This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. $1.5 billion is, I would submit, nothing to shake a stick at. But analysts were somewhat underwhelmed all the same this morning when McDonald's opened its fourth quarter books. Seems the Golden Arch has pushed its dollar menu to get more people through the doors. And as Marketplace's Jim Burris explains, McDonald's and the rest of them have a love-hate relationship with those dollar menus.
Thank you, Susan May Donovan and Kiva. How may I help you?
Today for lunch, I ordered a McDouble off the dollar menu.
Large fries.
So, financially speaking, is McDonald's loving me? I put the question to John Gordon. He's head of Pacific Management Consulting Group.
Are you paid a dollar approximately for the double stack?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Gordon helped fast food chains develop their dollar menus, so he has a pretty good idea of the profit from my McDouble.
The McDonald's unit there received about 30 cents.
Had I added a large fry off the regular menu for $2, Gordon says they'd have made an extra $1.50. That's where the love-hate comes in. Chains love that dollar menus get folks in the door. They hate that the items costing a buck are hard to make money on. Russ Klein is chief marketing officer for rival chain Arby's.
So that's both the art and the science of putting together a menu with products that have been financially engineered, if you will, with margins that remain attractive to the company that can be sold for prices that are attractive to guests.
Klein says in a normal economy, a dollar menu attracts about 20% of Arby's customers. But with this economy, it's in the 35% range. That can make a chain nervous.
So Arby's has been very careful to manage the promotion of our value menu.
Did you hear that semantic shift? Chains are replacing the dollar menu with a value menu. At Arby's, there are $1 items, but the value menu now includes products up to $3. The hope is to emphasize what you get for the money without having to lock down a price on it. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.